Okay, next. Did Ram worship Shiva as Rameshwaram? Yes. Next person. Did Lord Ram worship Shiva as Rameshwaram? Please clarify my doubt. I want to know the truth. Well, yes, it is said. It is mentioned that Ram worshiped Shiva and Rameshwaram. So, what's the question? The question is, why should Ram worship Shiva? Well, we understand that Supreme Lord is worshipped by these devotees. Devotees worship Lord. Why? Because they have bhakti. They love him. Lord also loves his devotees. He also wants to worship his devotees. So, if Lord Krishna worships his devotees, it doesn't mean that they are superior to him. Lord Krishna puts Nanda Maharaj Padukas on his head and brings his wooden shoes. Doesn't mean that Nanda Maharaj is superior to him. He's like chariot of Arjuna. Doesn't mean that he's superior. He bows down to Vyasa. Doesn't mean Vyasa is superior to Krishna. He bows down to Sudama and watch his feet. Doesn't mean Krishna is Sudama Vipra is superior to Krishna. No? So, here it is explained, particular Rameshwar incident is explained by Madhvacharya. This is in Rudra Gita, Varaha Purana. The one Lord Narayana is so pleased with Lord Shiva, and Shiva has boon, has blessing, that, my Lord, I want to see you next avatar. I want to see your next avatar, which is supposed to be Rama. So Narayana was so pleased with Shiva that he replied, yes, I give you a boon, not only you will see me, but I will come and worship you. So this is a blessing. After Shiva worshipped Narayana, Narayana was so pleased, and Lord Narayana gave a blessing to Shiva, I will come and worship you. So Lord Ram installed Shiva Linga in the Meshwara and worshipped Shiva. Another reason is that he acted as a king. So it is the duty of the king before crossing the river or crossing the ocean, crossing the vast body of water to worship Shiva. And that's another reason. And actually, some people ask they ask Prabhupada, that either that Ram worship Shiva to get permission from Shiva to kill his devotee Ravana. This is the case. Ram worship Shiva to get blessing so he can kill Ravana. But what kind of Prabhupada does anyway, really? He says, what is this nonsense? Then what is the use of being devotee of Shiva if he allows somebody to kill his disciple and devotee? No? Nonsense. That means you say Shiva is awesome because he allows somebody else to kill his devotee. So this is nonsense proposed. It's nowhere written in Shastra that Ram worships Shiva to get permission to kill Ravana. Rather, Shiva cannot protect. Mare Krishna, Raghai Krishna Mare. If Krishna wants to kill you, who can protect? And Krishna wants to protect you, who can kill you? So Shiva knew that. Therefore he did not, what is giving blessing? He can't give it. What is blessing? If Lord wants to kill, whom he is going to ask? He is not going to ask anybody. So there is no any Shastic reference like this that Ram worship Shiva to get permission to kill. This is all speculation, this is all nonsense. Before or after. But they said before. And after being told Shiva Linga that something like that. And they say, he told Shiva Linga to get purified from sin of killing Ramana. No? Why Lord should be purified? Shastra said that Lord is always sinless. He is never sinful. So, Pavitra Mutam, he is almost pure. He does not accuse sin by killing Ramana. Moreover, it's such a beneficial act to kill the person. Or to him. No? All these bogus things. Yes. Well, once I would like to show the shloka where it mentions the Ram offers worship to Lord Shiva. I did tell myself this is Sanskrit, tell Raj Prabhu. He got me a shloka. I mean, he could hold the book and say, you see, here is written in Sanskrit and there is. So what? Doesn't what is the problem? Vaishnava Alam Vitasham. There is Vaishnava. What is the Shiva Aradhananam Sarvesham, Vishnu Aradhanam Param. Vishnu is Supreme of the Devotion. He says, Rama Rama Rama, Sri Rama Rama, Manavarama, Sahasram, Vipulam, Rama Rama Vasarama. I chant Rama 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 Rama. And my mind is Manavarama. Who is that? But this is what Shastra says. So you can't take one portion of Shastra and forget another portion. Anything else? The Shabari was tasting fruits before offering Pranam. That's high level of devotion. It's high level of devotion. Srila Prabhupada told us, don't smell, don't taste. One place you go. You could smell it just to see that it's done properly. But actually, main thing is don't smell, don't taste before offering Pranam. But those devotees were high, very spontaneous. Pure devotion, they test a little bit to see that the best teachings come to Lord and the sweetest one. You're not the superficial teacher and put outside the Shabbat, but then the devotee given the sweetest to Ram, Ram, etc. So this is, they should not be imitated. Even if you are at that stage, please, for the sake of others, please don't do it.